We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The Senate has just passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but it's got a very uncertain future. What more can you tell us?
Well, this is a major milestone, Tony. This funding has been in limbo for months. There was an all-nighter in the Senate that set up this early morning vote. The bill eventually passed with bipartisan support, 22 Republican senators voting for it, joining Democrats. But in the House, I have to tell you, things are very uncertain. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, who is a close Trump ally, is already throwing cold water on this bill, saying in a statement on Monday night, House Republicans were crystal clear that any so-called national security supplemental legislation must recognize that national security begins at our own border.
Are you insane?
Now, keep in mind, it was just a week ago that Speaker Johnson himself said that the Senate's bipartisan border deal was dead on arrival in the House, which helped to kill it. And some in Johnson's party have already threatened to remove him if he does bring this Ukraine aid to a vote in the House. And as you know, Trump has already told Republicans he doesn't want them to pass a border bill before the election.
Is Mike Johnson gay and in a closet somewhere with a live goat or a dead boy? I don't know, but something really untoward is happening to poor Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, I mean, this is real Orwellian cramp. This is like through the looking glass stuff. This is amazing. He's like, we had this border bill last week, right? We had a border bill, came out of the Senate. It's like, everybody, holy crap, the Senate voted for a border package. Wow, we never thought that would happen. Send it over to the House. Dead on arrival. What? Dead on arrival. But there's nothing in there with a path to citizenship or anything that smells like citizenship, looks like, sounds like, it feels like a path, doesn't even have breadcrumbs. There's no there. What are you talking about? This is a strictly border security bill. That's all it is. You asked for that. We gave you that. Now vote for that. Put that on the floor. No, I'm not. So they go, all right, well, wasn't that your deal? Didn't you say that in order to get foreign aid to Ukraine, we had to pass a border bill for the southern border here in the United States? Wasn't that your deal? Wasn't that your bond? Wasn't that your word? Didn't you shake something on it? Ew. Yeah, I shook on it. But you didn't see what that was, because that was not a handshake. Okay, got it. All right, so now we're back where we started from, where the Ukraine bill is separated from the border security package because he killed it. Kill. All right, and now they send the aid package without the border security stuff that he doesn't want to him. And he says, I can't pass it without border security stuff. What? I mean, this Linda Blair's head did not spin this fast, okay? I've never seen anything like this. I have never, I mean, it's mind-blowingly bat crazy. It's just, it's maddening, it's nuts, and it's happening. Where are we on this? And I don't mean them. You know where they are. They're literally running interference for Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, if you don't believe me, would you believe Junior? Here's Junior explaining why Donald Trump is against the Ukraine package, okay? This is Junior, his own progeny. This is his own flesh and blood. This is his own apple that did not fall far well.
The bill, though, is to also try to handcuff a second Trump administration. Listen, the bill funds Ukraine through September 2025. That's 9 months into what will be my father's second term.
Oh, my God.
Okay? They're doing this to try to prevent my father from being able to easily make peace. We all understand that the second he gets to the table, he can end this. If you pull the money away,
from
if you
Ukraine.
Make stopping the endless flow of stupid money with no accountability, no checks and balances, nothing, an impeachable offense, they know they can keep their war going. That's what they're trying to do.
And then he sold you ivermectin.
Like we saw with COVID, supply chain chaos, lockdowns, Fauci failures, all of it can make it harder to get the medicine you and your family need in a time of crisis. With the Wellness Company's Emergency Medical Kit, you'll be empowered to take control of your health. The kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, the Z-Pack, ivermectin, to keep on hand, to store away, to use when you need it, and along with a great guidebook for safe and effective use. So,
who's going to say as long as you need it? He doesn't know. He's reading it. I mean, you know, this is the brain trust. This is who's, actually running interference. This is who's making our foreign policy. It, that, there, Beavis and Butthead. They're making our foreign policy. I mean, I swear to God, can't make this crap up. Sitting there on Rumble. My father. You know, if you find yourself saying my father inside your podcast, you might be a Nepo baby. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you might not even belong holding, a microphone or anything shaped like a microphone. You might actually need to get better health care. You know, you might actually need to be on, to go find help. This is psychotic, what's going on here. This is craziness. This is madness. And so we have a perfectly good border security bill that was married to a foreign aid package that secures our national security, that actually keeps our word to our allies, which also, you break your word to your allies. I told you yesterday, we'll be America alone. See how far that gets you. Because who's going to be in our place? You're not going to like it. Believe me, you're not going to like it. But that's the brain trust there. Let me sell you some ivermectin. And let me tell you why my father doesn't want this Ukraine bill. You know, you keep sending them, defensive weapons. You keep sending them missiles for their missile defense system that is, firing at all these, missiles that are coming from Russia. 64 missiles were shot into Kiev, not just Kiev, but into Lviv, into all the major cities in Ukraine. And nobody's paying any attention to the hundreds of thousands of people who are dead there. No one cares. Not my business anyway. It's very sick. It's very sad. Very twisted. However, there is a package that isn't going to recruit one of our soldiers. We're not going to have to put a boot on the ground. They will do it. Ukraine will fight this themselves. Ukraine will actually do all they're asking for is for the weapons that we can provide. Okay. Europe has given them a lot of money, more money than we have, but Europe cannot produce ammunition in the numbers that, Ukraine requires to take on Russia. Go look at the size of it. And Putin is in there emptying his prisons. And that's who's got being sent into Ukraine. Okay, he's empty. You talk about emptying prisons and insane asylums and, drafting people against their will. That's what Putin's doing, and these guys in Russia, these they all know they're cannon fodder. They do. They've always known they're cannon fodder. This is the way Russia has been since Catherine the Great. Where the proles and they're the flotsam and the jetsam. They're the cannon fodder. You just throw them at whoever the invader is, whoever the army is, whoever. This is old, okay? This is nothing new about Russians, and how they fight war. But here's an aid package for Ukraine so that they can actually have some sort of protection from the missiles in the sky. They're saying, don't worry. You don't have to come here. You don't have to fight with us. Produce ammunition the way that only you can, because Europe is giving us cash, but we can't, they're saying that they can't produce, and they can't. And they don't have the defense missiles that we have for their, it's not an Iron Dome exactly, but it is sort of a Iron Dome. And Mike Johnson is in charge of deciding whether or not this happens? I don't think so. What, he's afraid of Marjorie Taylor Greene and the motion to vacate? Really? I don't think so. There are ways around these miscreants. You know that, right?